Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, a show for veterans by veterans.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans. For the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're proud to be broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park here on Mobile Bay. We're both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we welcome you to the most important and entertaining show on the radio each week as we tackle the issues and concerns vital to the welfare of our nation's most neglected asset, the United States military veteran. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you today, but first I want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible. Right, Tom?
Am I live?
We hope we are.
The general is in the house. Let's see if I can get live.
Okay. All hands on deck. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You hear me? All right. Let's move on. It takes a general to keep everything squared away, doesn't it? I don't think my headset's turned in on the board over there.
You got some sponsors for us, Tom?
Yep. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, Ed's Seafood Shed, the official sponsor of Tom's Tirade, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, and Lifelines Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline.
And we'd like to thank all our sponsors and, of course, you, our great listeners. We could not do this without your support, so please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. Also, SBN's all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them, so you can always join in the discussion at 343-0106 or 866-983-2777. You can also check us out on the TuneIn app at your smartphone at FM Talk 106.5, and we got a packed show for you today, so if you would like to check out any more information, you can always check us out at scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. Coming up later on SBN, we'll talk with Ms. Sarah Bumgarner from Lifelines Counseling Services, the Veterans 211 Hotline. She'll get us up to speed on their Bay Area Brunch Fest fundraiser coming up this weekend. It sounds like a great place with great weather to go out and get your nosh on. Also, we'll speak with Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. He will give us the plan for the day for Veterans Day coming up next Monday here in the Mobile area. And we'll also talk with the good folks from Ed's Seafood Shed about their Veterans Day breakfast plan, so you can eat while you're running from event to event all over the Mobile area for Veterans Day. But first, it's an honor to be joined by General Janet Cobb, the Executive Director of the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park. General, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt, and thank you for your service.
Thank you, Marines. Good to be here.
Well, it's always great to be here. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Out here on the battleship. I know it looks like we're going to have a couple of rough days, but then the beautiful weather rolls right back in for the weekend and Veterans Day.
That's right. We won't be rained out this year for Veterans Day. We're really looking forward to it. Lou will tell us about all the activities coming up.
Well, I know that, there's some Veterans Council activities, but I know you have some activities that are right here at the battleship. So tell us a little bit about those.
We do. We'll start this weekend with our longtime friends, the battleship rugby players. They'll be here for tournaments on Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 4. That event is free of charge. We do ask you to pay $4 when you come through the gate to help us maintain the park. But they'll be knocking heads and having a great time this weekend.
I was about to say, do you have to bring your own gauze?
I think so. Those guys, they don't care. They love the blood and the mud.
It looked like a couple of Tarzans there.
That's right. They're kind of like Marine and Army infantry. They love the blood and the mud.
Yeah, well, 311.
Exactly.
When I was in college, I always thought that the hockey players were the really tough ones. No,
yes.
The rugby players are the ones that had a keg of beer on the side while they were playing.
Oh, yeah.
They don't wait for the end of the game.
They don't need Gatorade.
No, they don't. They hydrate, whatever it takes. So out here at the park, we will start early on Monday. We'll have a 6:30, a 0630 flag raising and a ceremony that morning. Later in the day, of course, is the Veterans Parade and then the lunch activities that Colonel Ortigue will tell you about. That afternoon here at Battleship Park at 1:45, we will have a group veterans photo, and the reason we will is that the Alabama Bicentennial Commission has named Battleship Park as the state gathering place for all Alabama veterans. State Senator Arthur Orr, the commission chairman, will be here that day, along with Jay Lamar, the executive director of the Bicentennial Commission. They'll be here for our 3 o'clock children's program, and then that night at 7 o'clock, the Mobile Pops has their patriotic program, and it's just wonderful. So a lot of things happening that day.
Now, the 3 o'clock program that you mentioned, tell us a little bit more about that.
We have children from Mobile and Baldwin County fourth graders come in. Their parents bring them because this is a holiday for most schools. They come in. We have a parade of flags. The kids come in to patriotic music. The reigning Distinguished Young Woman of the Year comes in and does a motivational talk for about 10 minutes with the kids and gets them involved. State Senator Arthur Orr will be here to commemorate the Bicentennial Commission's day here at Battleship Park. And it's just a great celebration. We're here for just over an hour, and then we get prepared for our concert that night.
Well, and it's I've attended that. It's a great way to get those fourth graders on board with the history and everything that's going on here.
It is. And if I remember from back in the early part of mid-century, last century, when I was a girl, Alabama history was taught in the fourth grade. So
I remember that.
You remember was that like the 19th century? I'm talking about the 20th century.
George told me that I needed to listen.
George Washington. Yeah, right. Okay, I got
it. Well, yeah, I know if you were going to have any distinguished guests for the Bicentennial, Tom was around. So, I mean, he could give you
absolutely
a hands-on accounting.
That's right. Yeah. So we're inviting veterans from all over the state to come see us that day. We'll have a great photograph taken that afternoon, and it's just free admission. Come in free to park, free to come in to tour USS Alabama, USS Drum, and the Aircraft Pavilion, and just hang out with us all day.
Well, and the weather is great. It looks like it's going to be great for Monday, for Veterans Day.
Yes.
That's really a plus. But, you mentioned the fourth graders coming in. I know I remember as a kid this being sort of a field trip event. You come to visit the battleship. Of course, that was not as long as Tom ago, but that was like BT before time with
that's,
Tom was around.
That's right. Exactly.
But I remember coming as a field trip. But I have to tell you, I mean, if you came as that kid on a field trip and you came today, there's so much more to see.
Oh, yes.
Well, we have done a lot of restoration in the last few years. We have restored a volunteer from Birmingham restored our photo lab. And if you go down there, it is just as it was during World War II.
Goodness.
The print shop is just as it was now during World War II. Of course, our sick bay has been redone. We're doing the shipfitter shop now. Of course, so many of the compartments have been done and restored. So it's something new to see almost every time that you come out. And we're very proud because this year, the Historic Naval Ships Association annual conference that was in Manitowoc, Wisconsin, this year will be here in Mobile next year. And we're very, very honored about that. Let me tell you about one thing about the parade on Monday. Two of our vehicles, our curator, Shay McLean, owns a World War One era Model T. It's been reconfigured and painted as a World War One staff car. It will be in the parade. But our newly donated vehicle, the exact replica of the Black Widow gun truck, will be rolling in the parade. It is here on permanent display and donated from Gun Truck Inc. in Northwest Florida, and she will be rolling in the parade. She looks just as she did when she was in Vietnam. She's a beast.
That's only been here about a month, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
What a wonderful, wonderful piece.
Which one of those will you be riding in?
I'm the reviewing officer for the parade, so I will be saluting and smiling that day. So
everybody stay in step, keep it tight.
And, Cal, I will say I will be hanging out with the Marines Friday night at the Marine Corps Ball.
Woo.
I'm going to give a real quick speech. I'll be in my evening mess uniform. I still won't be as pretty as the Marines, who really like to dress up, but I'm looking forward to hanging out with y'all.
You can get by. You can get by. You got enough of that shiny stuff on your shoulder.
Outstanding.
That outranks the uniform.
I hear you.
Well, General Cobb, we thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for having us here on the fantail of the battleship.
It is just wonderful, Tom. Two of my favorite Marines. A shout out to my favorite Marine, Major General Gary Cooper.
Amen. Outstanding. Well, I'm certain that he will be around for the birthday balls as well.
That's
so, again, thank you so much for having us. And remember, the battleship is a great place to be for Veterans Day coming up on Monday. On the other side of the break, Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. All that and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Check your bunker break off. Check your trim set. Check your nozzle steering arm maneuver. Dive and turn go. A low transition. Right turn out. 80. Dive and out there on 16. Let's run them up.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And we're broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama on Mobile Bay. Having a great time. It's a wonderful venue, and we certainly want to thank the folks here at the battleship for allowing us to broadcast from here. Hey, check us out on Facebook. Post a lot of good information there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And we are privileged to be joined by Mr. Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council. Lou, welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network, and thank you for your service.
Thanks, Cal. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's always great to have you here. You are a wealth of knowledge for everything that is going on veteran-wise in the South Alabama community. And, of course, there's probably no bigger day for veterans than Veterans Day in this area. And so I know you've got a lot of good information on everything that is coming up over not just Veterans Day, but the time leading up. So kind of fill us in on what veterans and really the general public can look forward to.
Okay, to start out, we start the Sunday prior to Veterans Day every year doing the Flags of Glory. We teamed up with Mobile Memorial Gardens 10 years ago to start the Flags of Glory celebration. And they are a very good partner, very good community supporter, and especially for the veterans. And Julius Powell out there is a vice president for special events, and he's just a fabulous guy to work with. And so we salute them for all of their efforts. And what we do is we sponsor flags every year. We put up 3x5 flags, over 250 of them, on the entrance, the circle around Mobile Memorial Gardens out in Tillman's Corner. And we let the public sponsor those flags for a veteran, either deceased or serving now or having served. And it starts in increments, starting at $25 to sponsor it. A flag, and they stay up all week long, and we put an ID card on each one of the flags that are sponsored so you can confirm your veteran's flag when you come out and visit.
And now, Lou, do you know if that's still available? Can folks still sponsor?
Yes. Matter of fact, they can call Julius Powell at 251-661-1333 out at Mobile Memorial Gardens, or they can go to www.flagsofglory.org, and we start making the cars tomorrow, so if you're going to do it, today's the day to do it. We'll do it right up until Saturday when we start. And then we have the celebration on Sunday at 2 o'clock in the gardens. And we normally start off with, we have a patriotic music provided by Mobile the high school band and at Mobile Christian, and then we go into our celebration. The American Legion Post 250 Honor Guard provides a tribute by firing a 21-gun salute and blowing taps. And this year, our guest speaker is ex-mayor Mike Dow, who is a Vietnam veteran. And just as in the city of...
I know he's been called a lot of things. Yeah. A lot of things along
well,
the way.
This was clean.
Mike, if you're listening, forgive me, buddy.
He said, well, when you were with that bunch of damn Marines over there, yeah, I hadn't got a chance anyway.
I tell you, it would make it hard on you. The Chamber of Commerce Military Veterans Affairs Committee picks this Veteran of the Year, and we pick the Non-Veteran Supporter of the Year. And this year we have picked Panini Pete. As everyone knows, he's very supportive of veterans' efforts here in South Alabama. He participates in the mess lards, goes out on ships and cooks for the Navy and everything. So we're honoring him this year.
And that'll be at the ceremony on Sunday.
That'll be at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Come rain or shine. If it rains, we move into Mobile Memorial Gardens Chapel and have it there. The sponsorship, over the past 10 years, we've raised over $36,000. And all of that money has gone toward veterans' causes. We've given to over 20 veteran service organizations, veterans' charities throughout the 10 years. And this year, we've selected Veterans Resource Recovery to receive the money that we get and make on this one. So it's going to be a big day. Some of the organizations that we've given to are Service Dog Alabama, Family of a Vet, Honor Flight, Honor Guards, the six Honor Guards that we have here in Mobile area, and Eagles Landing, and those kinds of things that support veterans. So we're looking forward to it. And we have the crewmates there from the battleship and other entertainment throughout the... takes about 45 minutes or an hour, so it's a great celebration, and we're open to the public, no charge. Come on out.
Outstanding. That starts at 2 o'clock.
2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
Great.
At Three Notch Road at the entrance to Mobile Memorial Garden. You can't miss it. We'll have a big flag out there, and so you'll be able to see it right off of Three Notch Road there.
Outstanding. Well, that's just really the beginning of things that are going to be happening because Veterans Day, obviously, is coming up on Monday. Yep. So give us a rundown of all the events that are scheduled to occur really all over South Alabama.
Yeah, I guess there is a lot going on. Of course, Veterans Day, we start off at 6:45 here at the battleship where we raise the flag here. And then I think we all go over to Panini Pete's.
Ed's Seafood Shed. Fabulous Seafood Shed.
Yeah, and he's opening up for us for breakfast. And then at 10 o'clock, of course, is the big parade, downtown parade. Over 70 units are going to be in that parade. And so it's a big one. They've had to increase it by three more blocks to route just to fit them all in. So when the last one leaves the auditorium, the first one to come in.
Well, speaking of the route there, is that something that will it be in the paper? Is there a website that folks can go to see where that route is?
Yeah, you can go to the Veterans Day Commission, Vets Day Commission at gmail.com.
Okay.
And they got it on there, the route. It's going to be, I think, the B Parade route.
Oh, okay.
Going down Broad Street and then down Old Dolphin, back to government, and down and back into the auditorium.
Okay, route. So they have added it. You used to, it would hit Broad and then turn
back
on government.
Yeah,
so they've expanded it a little
bit. Well, we had to, because there's so many units in the parade, we've had to expand the thing. Like I said, when the first one comes in, last one leaves, the first one comes in.
That's outstanding.
But... I guess at and then we have at 12 o'clock the luncheon, and as I mentioned, the Vietnam veterans are going to be be honored as the Patriot of the Year, and the Veteran of the Year is Bill Atkinson, who is the Secretary on the
South Alabama. Did y'all get two medals for him?
Yeah, he deserves it.
His wife needs one.
I know.
And we'll talk a little bit more about those medals on the other side of the break. But let's go back through, because I know there's plenty more that's happening. Okay. We've got about a minute.
And at 1500, they have a youth program out here at the Battleship at 3 o'clock. The distinguished young woman is the guest speaker for that. And it's the fourth and fifth graders from around Mobile who write about a veteran's theme, write papers, and they come out. It's really nice. And, of course, at 7 o'clock at night, they got the Pops going to put on a patriotic thing in the auditorium over here at the Battleship. And not to forget about our brothers on the Eastern Shore, they do their parade and everything on the 9th of November, Saturday. So they have theirs on Saturday morning, kicked off at 10 o'clock in Fairhope. And then, of course, that starts. They always have theirs, and not to coincide with the one in Mobile, they have theirs the Saturday before Veterans Day.
Right. Now, you mentioned the luncheon. Are there still tickets available? And if someone would like one, how could they go about that?
They can give Brandon Broadus a call at 288-7786 if they have any questions about how to go about doing that.
And I know you've got some great sponsors for that event. We only have a couple of seconds left, but are any of them that you'd like to mention?
Well, there are a bunch, of course, but Airbus is making the honor medals honoring the Vietnam veterans, which will be given out after the ceremony there at the luncheon.
Great. So, and I know we'll talk a little bit more on the other side of the break about that medal, but we certainly want to thank the folks at Airbus for that. Again, it's the Scuttlebutt Network broadcasting live from the fantail of the Battleship USS Alabama, and we will talk more with Mr. Lou Lartigue about all the Veterans Day events coming up on the other side of the break when we return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
Without my rifle, I am useless.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM, firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I'm Cal Walters here with Tom Claxton. We're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. Hey, check us out on Facebook. Lots of good information there. You can also follow me on Twitter. It's at Cal_SBN. And if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired programs are up via podcast on most of the podcasting sites. Tom's Tirade, if you like to get your blood pressure going, you can check that out at castbox.com on demand. So if you're about to go out and you need to, you know, get your blood pressure going, get that workout going, just plug that into your into whatever you're listening to, and let him go.
I have to take pills after I do those.
I don't know what pills you're taking.
Furnish me pills.
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, we'd like to thank the fine folks that continue to help us make this show possible. The Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, our great sea lawyers Colin Gimmerly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Gimmerly, Viva Medicare of Alabama, Patriot Roofing, Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens, and Lifeline's Counseling Services, the Veteran 211 Hotline. And I don't want you to ever forget that our flag still waves because our vets never wavered.
Outstanding. And Tom, I know before we get into the little bit about the medals with Lou, I know you've got one of the folks out in the community that's going to be doing some discounts for veterans.
Yes, we do. We have your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest Road out there. Brother Brown is one of our great sponsors here on the 106.5 FM. Is doing a Veterans Day special in that he will give you 22% off of your total bill and or 50% off of
your main item. So you just have to identify yourself and let Joe Brown know that you are a veteran, and he's doing it particularly on that day, Monday, for our precious veterans. And thank God somebody's recognized them.
Outstanding. Well, we are, again, we're privileged to have Lou Lartigue from the South Alabama Veterans Council here with us. Lou, prior to the break, you were telling us about all the different events that were going on coming up on Monday for Veterans Day. But you also mentioned the Vietnam Veteran Medals. If someone is interested, what are the qualifications and how can they go about obtaining one?
Well, if you served during the Vietnam era, the Mobile Bay Veterans Day Commission has struck this medal thanks to Airbus and this medallion, and it will be available at the at 1330 at the luncheon. And all you have to do is go to veteransday-mobilebay.com and fill out the it's just a little information about yourself and the branch you were in, the unit you were in, and the dates you served in Vietnam, and then they will have reserved one of these medals for you at the
luncheon.
And we'll find a way to get them to the VSOs to make distribution on them if not able to make the luncheon.
Okay.
We'll have them available to be picked up. And
now let me ask you a question. You gave a website. Is that information they enter on the website, or do they print a form out and then mail it in?
Yes, the information is there. They can call it in. It gives the address to mail it to, or you can scan it in and send it back to them at that veteransday-mobilebay.com and send it back to them. It's just a few items of information. Or you can call Brandon Broadus, that I gave his number a while ago, at 288-7786.
Outstanding.
And the only other thing I wanted to mention about Veterans Day is the Student Veterans Resource Organization out at USA is having their Veterans Day luncheon on Monday also. So we salute those guys and gals out there who are veterans going to school.
Outstanding. And I know they're doing a fantastic job in supporting our veterans on campus. So, Lou, again, thank you for being with us. Thank you for all the great information. Remember, Veterans Day coming up on Monday. Bring the kids out. Bring the grandkids. Let them see what Veterans Day is all about. Transitioning just here a little bit, switching gears, we're honored to be joined by Ms. Sarah Bumgarner from Lifelines Counseling Services. Sarah, welcome back to SBN, and again, thank you for all that you folks do for our veterans. You have a great event with everything else that's going on. I don't think Lou mentioned anything was coming up on Saturday, so we've got something coming up on Saturday, right?
Yes, we're so excited. It's the third year we're having our Bay Area Brunch Fest event in Bienville Square from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. this Saturday.
Now, Brunch Fest, what's the purpose for Lifeline Counseling Services?
So Lifeline's Counseling Services has several programs, and some of the programs we do offer free services, like the ones we do for our veterans, and then other victims of crime or different services. And so through that, we get some funding, some grant funding, federal, state, different things like that. But we also have to come up with match funds. So the purpose of this fundraiser is to have a great event for Mobile. Everybody loves to brunch and raise money for these match programs so that we can continue to offer free services to the community.
Outstanding. So you mentioned it's from 10 to 2. If folks are interested in attending, what do they need to do?
So we have tickets for $15, and basically that gets you in. You get samples from over 16 different restaurants. We have live music from Roman Street and Simone French Trio. We have games that people can play. We have awesome veterans guys that are going to be there talking about the awesome Veterans Day events coming up. And you can go to our website, lifelinesmobile.org. You can come down to our office in person and get some tickets. And it's just going to be like a great afternoon of, you know, fellowship, food, and a good time, really.
And I know you mentioned that you've got the different restaurants that are going to be out there, but you've got a lot of folks that are helping out on the front end to make all this possible.
Yeah, I have an amazing committee that helps me. It seems like as soon as we end this one, we start talking about the next year. A lot of planning and hard work goes into this. So, of course, I want to give a shout out to my committee and tell them thank you for all they do. And then we have all of our staff members step up and work a shift, you know, work during the event. And then we have a lot of volunteers that we reach out to our community members and our friends and our family and say, hey, can you help us out this day and, you know, check people in at the gate or, you know, keep, you know, all of our vendors stocked with paper products or, you know, just different items that we might need just to keep the event continuing and running all the way till 2 o'clock. And then, of course, clean up at the end.
No, that, yeah, that's all that, that, you know, that's the duty that you give to, you know, like the privates and the PFCs back end of everything.
People.
Now, you mentioned games. Is this a family event?
No, well, actually, it's a 21 and up event, but we kind of wanted to make it an atmosphere where you would want to come and hang out and spend a little time there. And we have, like, Gulf Coast Auto Group is sponsoring our game area, and we have, like, yard pong, so, like, the big cups that you can throw the ball in. We have cornhole. We have Connect Four. You know, just some fun games. So if you're sitting around, like, tasting your samples, drinking your mimosa, listening to live music, you can also, like, play a game of cornhole with some of your buddies.
So, like, are you doing lawn darts?
We do not have lawn darts. If you have that, we have ladder ball and stuff like that. So we're excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. So here's the question. You know, Tom has really upped his game by doing all of this serving over at Ed's when they do all the fundraising breakfast.
Yeah.
So is he going to have the angel wings on, walking around pouring mimosas?
Ooh, I don't know. I guess you'll have to buy a ticket.
Yep. I can have a couple to, you know, get started on, you know, and I get some of the pills they've been giving me. Hell yeah, I'll do anything y'all want to do.
I guess you'll just have to go to lifelinesmobile.org, get your $15 ticket to find out.
Yeah, baby, what you say?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And just so you know, on the day of, we do have tickets available the day of, and it's $20. So I recommend getting them ahead, but you
now,
can do whatever.
Do you have to be in at 10 o'clock, or can you show up anywhere along the way?
You don't. It's from 10 to 2, so you can come in at any time. We do recommend getting there, you know, to get all the good food, you know, early.
We're going to try to keep it all hot.
There you go.
Yeah,
so. Great. Yeah. Right, hey, can you talk with us on the other side of the break?
Sure.
Wonderful. Hey, we're going to have more with Sarah Baumgartner, and we might be joined by the folks at Ed's when we come back.
Got a call from Nick.
There you go. Yeah. We'll return to the Scuttlebutt Network.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans on 106.5 FM. Streaming live on scuttlebuttnetwork.com along with Tom Claxton. I'm Cal Walters. A couple old Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it and the fighting spirit to keep it. And we are thrilled to be broadcasting live from the fantail of the battleship USS Alabama here on Mobile Bay. And we are excited to be talking with Ms. Sarah Baumgartner from Lifelines Counseling Services, and I understand we also have Nick DeMauro from Ed's Seafood Shed is on the line with us, so thank you both for being here with us. Sarah, I know we were talking a little bit about your brunch bash, that is Brunch Fest, that is coming up on Saturday, and folks can still get tickets.
Yes, you can go online at lifelinesmobile.org and purchase tickets. You can find us on Facebook, Bay Area Brunch Fest, or you can come by our offices. It's 705 Oak Circle Drive East.
Outstanding. And I know you're going to have, you said, what, 16 different restaurants?
Yes, we're so excited.
Do you have a list you want to name, or is it that under wraps?
No, we can name it. Of course, we have Ed's Seafood Shed, which I'm so excited about. We have the Battle House Trellis Room. We have Wet Willie's. We have Williams and Sonoma is doing a waffle bar. We have Lucky's Irish Pub. We have... Wenzel's Oyster House. I'm trying to go through all of them in my head.
I know. I put you on the spot.
You're
now.
Fine. You're fine.
Do you have a list of them? Is it up on?
Yes. It's on our Facebook and our Instagram, and it's on the website. So you can go to the Bay Area Brunch Fest web page on our website, and they're all listed. All of our sponsors are listed, and the link to buy tickets as well.
All right. And if anybody out there has a set of angel wings that they want to donate for,
just bring them by the office.
There you
or
go.
Bring the Bloody Marys, too.
it's going to be a fun day. Looks like the weather is going to be outstanding.
Yes.
And it's from 10 until 2. We're kind of excited because Tom and I are going to be down there. We've got a booth for the Scuttlebutt Network, so we're going to be handing out information and talking with folks about what the folks at Lifelines do for our veterans, the two-on-one counseling hotline. But we're also going to have Nick and the folks and Pete and the folks from EDS are going to be joining us as well. So, Nick, are you on with us?
I am.
Outstanding. So I know you've got some great things coming up this weekend, but you're going to be joining us down there on Saturday. You're going to be bringing some good groceries?
Yeah, I'm definitely. I definitely have my angel wings under my chef coat for sure.
Well, see, we're looking for a pair for Tom because he's going to be walking around pouring the mimosas with the angel.
I don't know how I got involved in this, but
under his suspenders.
But if it'll help make money, I'll do it.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
I don't know about all that.
Hell, they pick it on me. They ain't getting no cherry.
Oh, God.
I think it's going to be a hopping event this weekend. You know, we're just glad to participate. We'll have to pull something out of our bag of tricks.
Oh, always. I know that you'll be able to bring some good food for everybody to enjoy down at Bienville Square. I know that EDS is also sort of having a special event coming up on Veterans Day. You're opening up for breakfast.
Yeah, man. We've been doing breakfast on weekends, Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 11. So to honor the veterans, we're going to do breakfast there on that Monday, which is going to be real cool. And I mean, we've just been blessed to have a whole lot of great things going on. You know, this past weekend, Pete got honored at the Oyster Fest by the Hangout for all his works with the military. And then this Sunday, a local group of veterans are actually giving him another honor for all his works, what he does with the meth lords. And, you know, that's why we're so, you know, our relationship as far as the Scuttlebutt Network and all we do with the military, we're all in.
Well, I think it's really neat, Nick, that they've cloned Pete now. I saw his twin in the newspaper this morning there, you know, Panini Pete was over at the Oyster.
Hey, man, listen, for 25 years, they said I look like somebody else. You know who that is. And now I look like Panini Pete. I think that's because I lost 40 pounds.
Yeah, you lost 40 pounds. Hell, yeah. You know, Pete's got him a clone now.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, though, Tom, it's been, you know, you guys have been in great support for EDS. You know, that's the brand that we took over 2 years ago. And, you know, we had some great news this past week where the Mobile magazine listed the top 50 restaurants in the area. And all four of our brands, Panini Pete, Sunset Point, EDS, as well as Squid Ink, were all listed. So we're super excited.
That's awesome.
That's outstanding. What a great honor, and it's very, very well deserved. Now, you mentioned Squid Ink. Some of the folks out there might not be familiar with that because I know that is the latest iteration of the Panini Pete Empire. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's our version of a gastropub. What is a gastropub? Whatever we want it to be.
And it is.
That sounds
yeah,
good.
Man. Anywhere from paella fritters to poke to a Nashville hot chicken sandwich, man. It's a cool spot.
That sounds good. It might not be that cool when you get in that Nashville chicken sandwich, though.
Nah, it's got a little heat to it.
Well,
Tom's wings would start flapping.
I'll tell you what, the way he's talking about it, his wings might be flapping anyway.
Hey, man, you know, I got people to take care of me, so we all right.
Oh, gracious.
So
we got a new one on the horizon. In about 8 weeks, we're going to open up Panini Pizza and Pasta in Fairhope, our version of Italian. So that'll be the fifth crown that we're going to try to put on our head.
Outstanding. Well, we look forward to hearing more about that, and that is a great addition again to the Panini Pete empire, and I'm certain it's going to be some outstanding chow. So what time will you open up on Monday so that folks can stop by when they're going back and forth to all the veterans events?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
And breakfast is going to roll till when?
Till 8 to 11. 8 to 11, and we'll have the cornmeal pancakes. We'll have the grits with the tomato gravy / gumbo jus. That's a little different twist to breakfast for sure. I may even pull that out at the brunch festival this weekend. Mm.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Well, Nick, we appreciate you being on with us. Thank you, and Pete, for all that you do, and all the folks over at Edge. Thank you for everything that you do for our veterans and military and first responders, and just putting some great grub out for the folks going across the causeway. And we look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Yeah, man, appreciate you. I'm fixing to get my wings and fly inside.
See you. High and tight, baby, high and tight.
There you go. Sarah, again, let the folks know what's coming up on Saturday and where they can get more information.
Bay Area Brunch Fest is taking place in Bienville Square this Saturday. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can go online now and get your tickets for $15 general admission, which gets you in to enjoy food samplings from over 16 different restaurants, live music from Roman Street and Simone French, and then some games and local vendors. And it's going to be a really good time. The weather's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds great. So come out and support a great cause, and have some great food and a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good. We're excited.
Sounds great. Well, you know, Tom, I know there's some other things that are coming up. On 10 November, there was that ragtag group at Tun Tavern that got together, and they decided.
I'm not going to say that. It is life show, isn't it?
Yeah. But
sometimes I talk bad about my brothers.
Oh my goodness! But anyway, so happy birthday to all of our Marine brothers out there coming up this weekend on Sunday. I know there's going to be some birthday balls that are out there, so everybody have fun and be safe. And again, Veterans Day coming up on Monday, lots of activities, but, you know, bring the kids out, bring the grandkids out, let them see some living history as it goes through the streets of Mobile, come out to the battleship, free admission, great things to see here. Just a lot to do on this Veterans Day, so don't shy away from coming out and supporting our veterans and saying thank you for what they've done. Right, Tom?
Yes, sir. And you know, we've got another venue that's going on here this week, and that is for Don Benson. The gentleman played drums for a Jubilation band here for about 40 years. He's in trouble. Post 250 off of Holidays Island is having a big benefit for him. We appreciate you participating in that and helping out a bit.
Outstanding. Hey, just remember to keep our warriors in your prayers, especially those in harm's way. God be with them and their families. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!